Goodness. Oh, hello. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. All right. Well, as you can see, I'm going on a trip and I've got everything I need. I think my suitcases and my bags are packed and ready to go. It's a little heavy and awkward carrying all of this stuff, but that's okay. Every vacation has its sacrifices, right? Okay, now there's just one thing left to do before going on my trip, and that is teaching today's lesson. The title is, Only Pack a Carry-On. Only pack a... What? Well, why didn't someone tell me this before? No, I don't believe I should only pack a carry-on. All of these things are necessary. All right, let's go find Rebecca and get this over with. All right. Becca!
Only pack a carry-on. How can everything possibly fit? Traveling with a large suitcase makes packing simple. You can just throw everything in and check the bag. But with changes to baggage allowances and increased fees, using only a carry-on might be the better way to go. But what about all of the things you need to pack? Figuring out what is actually essential is the first step to packing light. Think about the purpose of the trip. Do you need several pairs of shoes, or will just one be enough?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 carry on 这个名词。Carry 是指携带，所以 carry on 就是指随身携带行李或者是手提行李。例如 ，All carry-ons need to go through security before you board. 所有的手提行李在登机前都必须要经过安检。或者是 Rachel only took a carry-on on her trip to London. Rachel 去伦敦旅行只带了一件手提行李。Carry on 你可以放在名词前面，例如 Justin put his carry-on luggage in the overhead compartment above the seat across from his. Justin 把他的手提行李放在他对面座位上方的置物柜里。继续我们看的是 suitcase 这个名词， suit 是指套装，所以 suitcase 装套装的箱子就是指行李箱。例如 Tanya packed all her belongings into two big suitcases and moved to her parents.Tanya 把她所有的东西都打包到两个大行李箱里面，然后就搬到父母家了。如果是行李的话，就叫做 luggage 或者是 baggage， 它是一个不可数名词。例如 Victor put all his luggage including one suitcase and one backpack in the locker。 Victor 把他所有的行李包括一个行李箱跟一个背包都放在寄物柜里面。
Very good.
Wow, Gabe, do you think you have a lot of stuff there? Where are you going anyway?
Rebecca.
What?
Don't ask. I feel like the process and the time that it took me to pack everything was as long as taking a vacation itself.
Well, you have a lot of stuff. I don't understand why you can't pack lightly.
Well, I do maybe need to learn how to pack light. You know, speaking of which, let's start our lesson because we need to get our lesson over with before I can go on my trip.
Oh, you're going on a trip.
And so our lesson says, only pack a carry-on.
Well, you definitely have more than a carry-on. So this lesson is just for you. You're probably asking this question in your head. How can everything possibly fit?
That's exactly the question, because if you have a carry-on like this backpack or this bag right here, I mean, it's only so big. It's not that big. How can everything that I need possibly fit in here?
Well, you might learn a few tips from today's lesson. Traveling with a large suitcase makes packing simple, right? You can just throw everything in and check the bag. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think, and that's honestly, that's kind of how I operate when I go on a trip. If I'm going to take a big suitcase and I don't need too many things, don't you do that, Rebecca? You just throw things into your suitcase.
However, I'm learning to be more organized with my packing.
Okay.
Because if I just throw everything into my suitcase, then I can't find what I need when I need it.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. It is good to be organized, even when you're packing something. Okay, we read on here, you can just throw everything in and check the bag. But with changes to baggage allowances and increased fees, using only a carry-on might be the better way to go. Okay, it's true things are getting more and more expensive these days when it comes to traveling. They're charging you for everything, every piece of baggage you have. Well, you see the word allowance here. This is what you're allowed or permitted to do. And when it comes to a flight, this means that there is a limit. There's a limit to what you can do or have.
Right. And here's another way to use this word allowance. The baggage allowance for most flights is 20 kilos. So if you go above that, then you may end up having to pay an extra fee.
Unless that person is really nice, who's behind the counter. That's happened to me before. I went above the limit, above the allowance, but they were like, okay, it's just a few kilograms over. All right, don't tell anybody.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me, right? I'm
lucky
a lucky dog.
You're a lucky dog, because sometimes it could end up being very expensive. Now, we see another phrase here. Using only a carry-on might be the better way to go. What's this all about?
Okay, something way to go. First of all, a way to go is just a fun way of saying method, and you can use a lot of different adjectives before this phrase. So in our lesson, using a carry-on might be the better way to go.
And here's another way to use this phrase. Let's say that you're hosting a big party for a lot of people. You might say, buying food at Costco for that large group of people is definitely the smarter way to go.
Nice. That is a good example. Friends, think of another way, another adjective, something that you can use with this phrase. So we continue here about carry-ons, but what about all of the things you need to pack? Okay, so that's a question you might have. I have to pack a lot of things. How can I put everything into one carry-on?
Figuring out what is actually essential is the first step to packing light. I would say that most of the time, we end up packing a lot of things that we don't really need.
Right. What do you mean by that? I need everything I pack.
Well, no. See, that's the thing. You don't necessarily need everything. And you're never going to pack light if you think you need to bring your entire wardrobe and everything in your bathroom with you.
Okay, well, first of all, we need to talk about that phrase, to pack light, okay? When you're packing light, that means you're not packing a lot. The opposite is not packing heavy. The opposite is packing a lot.
For example, Sandra has a very difficult time packing light. She always brings more than she needs, including bringing at least 4 to 5 pairs of shoes.
Wow. Yeah, that's not packing light, huh?
No, not really.
No.
For a two-day trip, especially.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no.
Ridiculous.
You need to pack light. Well, friends, we see, think about the purpose of the trip. Do you need several pairs of shoes, or will just one be enough?
And you can also think about the length of your trip, right? Well, before you go on a trip, it's probably important for you to check yourself.
Check yourself.
Check yourself.
That's a good phrase we want to talk more about in
The Info Cloud.
Hello, welcome to InfoCloud. Today we are going to talk about the term check yourself and check it.
A lot of people are familiar with these expressions because they are used in popular songs, especially rap songs.
Check it is short for check it out, meaning take a look at something or listen to something, like a beat or a rhythm. Although now you can say it about almost anything.
But to check yourself is something completely different. It's short for a slang saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself. This means that you need to stop what you are doing or you are going to get in trouble.
Now, getting into trouble could mean anything from getting into a fight or getting in trouble with the police. But a lot of people use it to mean you need to stop being rude.
Now, it's important to remember that both of these expressions are not formal English, so it is best just to use them with friends and not in professional settings.
很多喜欢听美国流行音乐的年轻人应该对 check it out 这句话相当熟悉，意思就是过来看一下，这东西太酷了。现在有一个更简洁有力的说法 check it， 这原本是流行音乐的用语，要叫大家来听这首很棒的歌曲，现在可以用在任何事情上面。 That's a cool store, you should check it，那家店很酷，你应该去看一下。另外一个听起来很像，意思却完全不同的用语 check yourself， 你要停下来，不要惹祸上身。这种说法源自于一句俚语 check yourself before you wreck yourself， 在毁掉自己之前，你最好停下来，别再继续了，颇有警告的意味。不过这些都是 informal English， 比较口语的英文，只适合平常和朋友聊天时候使用。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次语音专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
I'm so proud of myself. Look, I've gotten rid of all the big, heavy suitcases. Rebecca was telling me earlier that I need to pack light. And so, I did. Check this out. Here's one light. Here's another light. Oh, this is great. It's perfect for the evening. I can walk around with this one. Here's another light in my pocket. Is this not what she meant? Oh, right. Well, I guess I still have more to learn about what it means to pack a carry-on in the best way. Let's continue learning about that now.
Only pack a carry-on. Pack only 7 days worth of clothing and make sure everything can be mixed and matched. Use travel cubes or bags to save space and wear bulky items on the plane. Another key to packing light is choosing the right carry-on. Check the airline regulations to make sure that your bag is within the size limits. Also, be sure to choose the kind of bag that fits your destination needs. Is a roller bag or a backpack better? And remember, most airlines also allow you to carry a personal item. It can hold a few extra things, such as powdered shampoo and an e-reader.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 bulky 这个形容词。 bulky 是指庞大的、体积大的或者是占地方的。例如 All the furniture we bought in the States is too bulky for our home in Hong Kong。 我们在美国买的所有家具对香港的家来说都太庞大了。或者是 Because Ellen was wearing a bulky coat, I couldn't tell that she was pregnant。 因为 Ellen 当时穿着一件很宽大的外套，所以我看不出来她怀孕了。如果去掉词尾的 y, bulk 就是名词，意思是指大量。例如 Grandma loves to buy food and supplies in bulk， 奶奶非常喜欢大批购买食物跟日用品。最后我们看的是 regulation 这个名词， REGUL 这个字根有规定或统治的意思，所以 regulation 是指 规则、条例或者是法规。例如 ,another violation of the safety regulations will cause the factory's operations to be suspended. 如果再违反任何安全法规,这家工厂可能就得停工。或者是 the new health regulations will be implemented next year. 新的卫生法规会在明年开始实施。它的动词是 regulate, R-E-G-U-L-A-T-E, 意思是调节或控制。例如 ,this device regulates the greenhouse's temperature and humidity. 这个装置可以调节这个温室的温度跟湿度。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right. Well, Rebecca, in honor of my packing light, here is a light bulb for you. So now you can pack light.
You are giving me...A light bulb.
You get it?
To demonstrate that you are packing light because this is a light.
Yeah.
Gabe, that's really funny. And I can tell you one thing. Uh-huh. Friends, if you're going to pack light, please don't pack a light bulb.
Yeah.
It could break.
It's true.
And cause problems.
But if you are going to pack a light bulb, you would say you are packing lights, not packing light.I have packed light now, Rebecca. I've learned from the first part of our lesson not to pack too many things. And this feels great, I have to say.
Yes, it's much easier to travel when you've packed light. Well, let's get right into our lesson as we are learning some more tips about how to pack light. We read, pack only 7 days worth of clothing and make sure everything can be mixed and matched. Now, I assume...You do this if you're going on a long trip. Like if you're traveling for only 2 days, why pack 7 days worth of clothing, right?
Right. Although if you are traveling for only 2 days, you could use this sentence pattern, something worth of. So 2 days worth of traveling, right? You use this sentence pattern to talk about an amount of something that is determined by the time that you have.
For example, I remember as a kid, 1 day every month.My mom and I, actually my family, we would prepare meals. We would prepare 30 days worth of meals. Then we'd take the food and put it in our freezer. When we needed it, just pulled it out.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. So you would plan your meals, in other words.
Right. We would plan our meals in advance.
For a whole month.
For an entire month. And then one day, we would cook 30 days worth of meals, or worth of dinners, I should say.
Oh, interesting. Maybe I should...Try that.
You just need a big freezer.
Yeah. Maybe I need a bigger freezer、mm-hmm. than I have now. So friends,back to our lesson about packing.Pack only 7 days worth of clothing and make sure everything can be mixed and matched. Now, this is another fun phrase.It's very useful, too. Used to talk about different things that look good or that can go well together. You can mix and match those things.
And I actually think this is a very good piece of advice to, you know, allow or make sure that all of your clothing can be mixed and matched because then you can actually wear different outfits or more outfits. But sometimes I see this phrase when I'm at a clothing store and there might be a sale rack that has different types of shorts, different color t-shirts, and they say 3 for a certain price. You can mix and match.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, that means that you can pick maybe a red one, a green one, and maybe an orange color and pair of pants. So you don't have to pick 3 of the same color.
Okay, so you can pick 3 of any 3.
Any 3. They don't have to be the same, though.
That's cool. Well, when it comes to traveling, I suggest maybe packing some jeans and maybe a black shirt or something like that, because I think jeans match with almost anything,、
mm-hmm.
and then、the color black usually does as well. So then you can mix and match more easily. Well, we continue on here. Use travel cubes or bags to save space and wear bulky items on the plane. Now, there are many things that we can save. In our lesson, we're talking about saving space. That is, not using too much space.
And you can use this in another way. For example, I have a fairly small room.And so in order to save space, I bought these storage bins that you can stack on top of each other, and that's where I put my clothes.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Friends, well, do you like to save space? Maybe you could think of some creative ways to save space in your house or in your car or your office or something. Well, the next paragraph says, another key to packing light is choosing the right carry-on. Check the airline regulations, that is, rules, to make sure that your bag is within the size limits. Mm-hmm. Also, be sure to choose the kind of bag that fits your destination needs. So think about where you're going. What kind of bag will you choose to fit those needs?
Is a roller bag or a backpack better? And remember, most airlines allow you to carry a personal item. It can hold a few extra things, such as powdered shampoo and an e-reader. These are some great tips, but before we end, we must review today's lesson with a
review skit. I'm glad we saved some space for the review skit.
Oh, me too.
Wow, that's a big suitcase.
Yes, it makes packing simple. I just throw everything inside, and then I check it.
Not me. With changes to baggage allowances and increased fees, I only use a carry-on. It's the better way to go.
But how do you fit everything you need in a carry-on?
The first step to packing light is to figure out what is actually essential.
But how do you know?
Think about the purpose of the trip. Only take what you need.
But I'm never sure.
Only pack 7 days worth of clothing, things that can be mixed and matched.
Is that really enough?
Sure, and use travel cubes to save space.
But what about my bulky clothes?
Wear those on the plane.
Oh, wow, good idea.
Another key is choosing the right carry-on.
Now, why is that so important?
Airline regulations. Make sure your bag is within the size limits.
Right. That's very important.
And think about your destination. Is a roller bag or a backpack better?
Good point.
Remember, most airlines allow you to carry a personal item.
And that can hold a few extra things.
Yes, like powdered shampoo and an e-reader.
Well, thanks. Those are great tips. I'll be back later.
Hey, aren't you going to check in?
No, I'm going to repack.
All right, Gabe, I have my personal item here.
Perfect. And I found out that I could actually take something else because this backpack could be my personal item.
So you're bringing a guitar?
Yeah, this will be my carry-on.
That is great. It looks like we're ready to go. Friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.